This is JIS News. Coming up, government committed to 25% reduction in NCDs by 2025, commercial task force to be set up in AG's chambers, and new municipal police reminded to serve citizens. Details after this message.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson has reiterated government's commitment to reducing the prevalence of non-communicable diseases, NCDs, by 25% by 2025. Minister Ferguson says a comprehensive plan for tackling NCDs has been formulated out of the government's partnerships with several agencies, including the Pan American Health Organization, the University of the West Indies Regional Surveillance Project, and CARICOM. The plan will address cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, chronic respiratory disease, and the four major risk factors: physical inactivity, unhealthy eating, harmful use of alcohol, and tobacco use.
On World No Tobacco Day 2013, there can only be one resolve: that the prevalence of the chronic non-communicable diseases is eating away at the very fabric of our human existence in Jamaica. It is sucking the breath of life out of our most productive, and it is robbing us of valuable resources that could otherwise be better used. As Minister of Health, I am standing in the breach. Join me in the fight, the good fight.
The health minister was delivering the keynote address at a forum organized by the National Council on Drug Abuse in observance of World No Tobacco Day. World No Tobacco Day, May 31, is being celebrated under the theme Stop Tobacco Advertising and Promotion, Save Our Youth. The government is to establish a commercial task force within the Attorney General's chambers aimed at providing legal advice on potential strategic investment projects. Attorney General Patrick Atkinson made the disclosure during his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in Parliament recently. He says Jamaica is poised to receive a significant volume of new investments, which will bring with them memoranda of understanding, contracts, legal issues to navigate, and legal questions to be answered. The task force will tackle the urgent and important legal advice and assistance linked to strategic investment projects. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade AJ Nicholson will on Tuesday participate in a panel discussion geared towards deepening Jamaica's bilateral relationships with its southern nation partners. The panel will also include Brazilian Ambassador Antonio Francisco da Costa e Silva Neto, Indian High Commissioner Shri Pratap Singh, South African Ambassador Mathieu Joyini, and Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Colin Bullock. The panel discussion will follow the launch of the 2013 Human Development Report at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. The report examines international geopolitics, examining emerging issues and trends. The 2013 report will outline the continued economic growth of several southern economies despite the global economic crisis.
The issues that are faced by Jamaica, particularly of indebtedness, are faced by several other countries in the world. So, in other words, at this time, we also have to ensure that we are building upon successes, good practices, and lessons from other countries in the South.
UN Resident Coordinator and UNDP Resident Representative Dr. Arun Kashyap. And Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development Robert Rainford has charged newly graduated municipal police to remember that their primary goal is to serve citizens. He says the success of the local authority partially rests on the effectiveness and efficiency of the municipal police.
When you leave here today, you will be public servants. You should strive to remember at all times and in everything you do that you serve people. Serving the people means serving the greater good. Therefore, you must carry out your functions impartially, reject indiscipline, renounce dishonesty, resist temptation that will no doubt come your way.
Mr. Rainford was speaking at the graduation ceremony of 25 municipal police on Friday. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.